This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. The state is appealing a ruling that allows a Christian preschool to participate in Colorado's universal preschool program without following the state's anti-discrimination laws. Here's CPR's education reporter, Jenny Brundine.
In February, a federal judge ruled that a Chaffee County preschool should continue to receive state funding and be allowed to maintain its hiring practices in line with its religious beliefs. The preschool didn't want to be forced to hire LGBTQ+ employees or others who don't share its Christian faith. The appeal is before the U.S. Court of Appeals for the 10th Circuit. The UPK program currently enrolls about 42,000 four-year-olds. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Sunday will be closing day for Copper Mountain, Breckenridge Ski Resort, and Loveland Ski Area. Loveland's Lauren Roberson says late spring skiing is like a last hurrah with friends.
Enjoying taking laps together, having those chairlift chats, having the après at the end of the day, and it's like this true cheers to the season as, you know, before you part ways and say goodbye for a few months.
After Sunday, only two Colorado resorts will be partially open. Sections of A Basin and Winter Park plan to stay operational as long as weather allows. A storm this week dropped powder across Colorado's high country. And the Denver Nuggets are back home tonight for the second round of the NBA playoffs. The series with the Oklahoma City Thunder is tied at one game each. Tip-off is at 8. This is CPR News and KRCC.